today is a very special day. Today is a day that my beautiful, wonderful, amazing, loving, caring mother was born. Tonja C. McGriff was born this day. Well, let's take it back. Tonja C. Smith was born this day. She's been on this earth for over 50 years, y'all. My mama's old. No, I'm just playing. But my mom has been on this earth for 50 plus years, and she's been such a great inspiration to me. Just being a loving mother and showing me right from wrong and teaching me in the way I should go. And it's been a journey loving and understanding my mom growing up. And now I'm in a place with her where we have a very open and very honest relationship. Before in the past, I'm not going to talk too much about my relationship with my mom, but before in the past, it was pretty rocky, I'm not going to lie. My mother is a very strong Black woman, and sometimes it's her way or the highway, but I've learned to work with her and learn and even understand that she has the best intentions in her heart, and she's just such an amazing woman. And today is a very special day because my mom has gone through so much this year, and this is her day, a special day where she deserves the utmost love and attention, and just she deserves everything that she's ever dreamed of and wishes for and just prayed for, everything. You know, she's a hardworking woman. She's been taking care of me and my siblings since we were born, and even my older siblings. I have siblings that are in their 30s, and yet my mom still cares and takes care of us as if we still are in her household, 5 and 10 years old. And I'm not saying she babies us, but she's very much caring and loving as any mother is on this earth. But I really appreciate my mom and the time that she puts into raising us still, and just she often cares for others more than herself. And I really appreciate her, because that's a strong trait to have, when you can put others before yourself and be very selfless, especially when you're going through things yourself. It's very hard, you know. And my mom, she's done that time and time. So today I just want to shower her with love and remind her how amazing and beautiful and wonderful she is. And I know my listeners don't know my mom, but a lot of my listeners do. So if you're hearing this, please reach out to my mother and just express your love and your appreciation for her, because she's so hardworking. My mom is a grandmother, a mother. She's a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. My mom is a pastor, an elder pastor at that. She's been doing so much, and she gives so much. She gives. And today is her day to receive. And honestly, every day is her day to receive. So even if you hear this message days later or whatever, just be sure to reach out to my mother and show your appreciation and your love to her, because she's an amazing woman. My mom is very amazing. She's always been there for me, and she's always been there for those in my life. And my mom is such an amazing person. I have friends that have only met my mother once, but my mom has always been there for them as well. She prays for them. She prays for me. She prays for the people in the church. She prays for the people on her job. She goes and she stands in the gap and she wars for people. And it's such a strong trait to be able to seriously put others before yourself. But today is her day, and she deserves the world. And I just want everyone to show her that love. And I'm giving her this love, which is why I'm making a podcast about it, because I love my mom, and I want her to remember that she is loved, and I love her, and all my siblings love her, but I love her so much. She's so amazing. She's so incredible. She's so strong. My mom has had a very hard year. This has been a very hard year for everyone. But my mom, she's lost one of the closest people to her, and that was her father. And I know what he meant to her. I know what he meant to me, and how hard it's been to deal with that. But I can only imagine with her and even my aunt are going through. It's deep for them, and I understand that. But they deserve the world. My mom and my aunt are very strong women. My grandmother is very strong. They come from a heritage of strong women. Strong Black women at that. And I'm just, it's a very good day to be happy. And I want her to remember just how much love is still out there for her. Because I know we can go through this world sometimes and it just seems like time after time, life is trying to get us down. But some days we need those reminders that we are loved, we are blessed, we are abundant, you know? And my mom, she really deserves that today. She really deserves that. So Mom, I love you so much. Can't wait to give you a hug. Can't wait to let you know in person how much I love you. But I thought it'd be cool to make a little podcast of appreciation for everything that you've ever done for me. Just wisdom, the talks, the guidance, the love, just caring for me, everything. My mom, she does so many different things. She has so many different hats, just as many of your guys' moms do. And yet, it's like, she's super mom. But even though she's super mom, she's still just mom. And she deserves the love and just the appreciation that she deserves. So Mom, I love you so much. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that I was born to you. I'm glad that I have the privilege to knowing a soul like yours. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You're literally amazing, Mom. And I'm so thankful to have you in my life. And whatever happens between us in the future, just know that love for me will never go away. I will always love you. I will always love you and I'll always be there for you, regardless of what happens. You're one of the best people I know on this planet. You're one of the most sincere people I know on this planet. You're not people, you're my mom. And you're a queen at that. Just remember, anytime life ever gets you down, you are a queen. You are amazing. You have Christ within you. And you can do anything and everything. And I've seen you do so much already. I'm excited where you're going to end up in the future and where your life is going to take you. Because I know God is rebuilding your strength. And I know your crown is being fixed. And I'm just excited for what God is getting ready to do in your life. Because I know it's going to be amazing. And you deserve it because you're amazing. Mom, I love you. And happy birthday.